Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is the Chris and Amy show on KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line today. There is a push from some Republicans in the Missouri legislature to eventually eliminate the state income tax. And one of those people who is in favor of the measure or those proposals is Representative Bishop Davidson, Republican from District 130, that is in Greene County. And the representative is with us now on KMOX. We appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Really appreciate you having me on.
So first, we know that this week is really when the ball started to get rolling on it. I know that some proposals were heard. What exactly do you and other Republicans in the state house want to do?
Yeah, I mean, the end all be all here is to put more money back in Missourians' pockets, and that's through the elimination of the income tax. So the method is still being sorted out. We're really excited for the state of the state from the governor on Tuesday, of course. There's a lot of good energy and optimism in the building. I'm actually in the building right now. I'm walking around the House floor. It's one of the loudest places at sometimes, and then it's also one of the quietest places. And I've got some work up here, and I thought I'd come in here to hop on. But we're trying to eliminate the income tax. We're trying to put money back in Missourians' pockets, and we're trying to give them, their children, their posterity, the best shot at a stronger economy in the ways that we've seen some of the other states that have no income taxes.
Just as a matter of process, Governor Kehoe had said he hoped to reduce the income tax and eventually eliminate it. What does the time frame and reduction process look like?
Yeah, that's a very smart question. And it's also one of the key questions. I think we're looking at a lot of different time frames. It's not something I think I can commit to at this point in time. We're looking at plans that move very quickly. And we're also looking at plans that take, take a decade or two to really phase it out over time in a slow, deliberate fashion.
So, I mean, which direction would you do you think that ultimately the state would go if this were to actually pass? Would it be a slower reduction, or would it take some time?
It really it's going to be determined by kind of the team as a whole. And that team is not only the governor's office, but the House and the Senate. I think if we could move quickly, we all would like to move quickly. It's just that we want to be sure we're doing it responsibly. And I think that's probably the priority, is making sure that we do it in a way that doesn't negatively impact Missourians, doesn't negatively impact the services that we already provide for them. And so we want to do it responsibly first and then quickly second.
Yeah, with the responsible process, I guess you do look at the billions of dollars that the income tax does bring in for the state of Missouri. And so If you eliminate that, how do you pay for all of the services that Missourians need and are used to having?
No, yeah, that's a great question. So at the end of the day, there's going to be three big pieces to the puzzle and in ways in which you can eliminate the income tax. You can first utilize your growth. The bill that is currently filed that I'm carrying follows this mechanism. And what I mean by that is our economy is constantly growing. They have dip years every now and again, but all in all, it trends upwards, and it trends upwards exponentially. And that means our revenues actually have been growing and growing exponentially, and we've seen that. What doesn't need to grow exponentially, but what has maybe grown too quickly, has been our government spending. And I think government inefficiency has increased with that. If we could instead grow our government and our spending at more of a linear rate, where we just keep a good, steady growth, we could capture the excess that comes from that growing economy. And let's be clear, that growing economy is because Missourians are being creative with their time, right? They're innovating at their work. They're asking for that raise, whatever it might be. They're inventing a new product. We want to capture that growth and that excess that comes from that growth. And instead of just funneling it into more bureaucracies that aren't actually serving the people, we want to get it back into Missourians' pockets by reducing and eliminating the income tax. And so that's the one way, right, is through growth. You can also seek out efficiencies within your budget process, within your spending. I look around the country and I see different states. One little fact that's always interesting to me is that New York, with 19 million people, New York State, has a budget of $237 billion or something like that. And Florida, with 22 million people, has a budget of $115 million. I mean, literally half the size in terms of budget, even though they have 3 million more people. And they rank higher on a lot of the services that they provide. And what this tells me is that there are lots of efficiencies to be found. And I think that that Missouri isn't excused from finding those efficiencies. The third way that you can do it is by replacing that revenue elsewhere. You know, I'm trying to think through how you could replace it. There's lots of different mechanisms and places you go. I know we're looking at a VLT or video lottery terminals bill in a committee that I'm in next week, and that's set to generate X number of revenue for schools and then things of that sort. So it's one of these three paths: growth, efficiencies, and then replacement revenue. And it could also be a combination of those things. And so we have to decide as a legislature which path we want to go down and to what extent we want to combine those things. And that's going to be the way in which we do this responsibly. That's going to be the way in which we're able to provide all the services that we provide to Missourians while also getting more money in their pockets. But the big picture, and I'm sorry, I hope I didn't get too much in the weeds. The big picture is that because of economic activity and economic growth, which has produced more productivity per capita over the last 200 years, and we can see that because we get more done with 40-hour work weeks than we got done with 80-hour work weeks, right? We can see that growth and that wealth growth with the fact that so many of us have TVs or air conditions in our homes or more square footage per person in our homes or whatever the case might be. But because of that economic growth and that activity, because of efficiency, we can expect more from our government with less proportionately of our money over time. And it does take time, but that's sort of one of the guiding principles here.
Missouri representative.
I'm sorry, I was talking a lot.
That's okay. It's less time we had to talk. So, Missouri Representative Bishop Davidson is with us here on KMOX, and there are opponents of this who will mm-hmm. argue that everything you're saying, they don't feel like there is a good plan or would be a good plan to offset some of the loss of that tax revenue. So you would say that that's just not true, that you would absolutely and you can unequivocally say that you will be able to make that up without, you know, taking away from services that people need or schools or whatever it may be.
It would be one thing. Yeah, it'd be one thing if we said, hey, we're cutting the rate and that's just that. Right. We're not utilizing our growth. We're not utilizing replacement revenue. Yeah. OK, that would be pretty scary. That'd be a bit of a dangerous situation. No one is talking about that at all in the Capitol. No one's talking about that in the executive branch or the legislative branch. The mechanisms we use in the bill that we have today doesn't actually reduce the rate until you have two important triggers met. And that's that there's a surplus, first of all, so that you can know there is growth going on in the state. And then secondly, there has to be an excess revenue fund. There has to be a reserve fund. And that reserve fund is to actually backfill your budget if you encounter shortfalls in the future after that cut takes place. And so safety net upon safety net is going to ensure that we're not going to see a significant dip in revenues, which means we're not going to see a significant dip in services. And so if I were coming in here and saying, hey, we need to just cut all this tomorrow and I had no plan for utilizing growth or revenue replacement, then I'd be pretty critical of me too. But that is not what we're looking at.
When I look at other states that have eliminated income tax or don't have income tax, like Florida, right, which has a massive tourism industry, or Tennessee, yeah, which has Nashville and is growing, or Alaska, which has oil, or New Hampshire, which is small. I don't necessarily slot Missouri into those groups, and I want to be positive about growth. Being in St. Louis and St. Louis County, where we're kind of not growing, and we're losing population. I want to be positive, but I feel worried about the emphasis placed on growth.
Yeah, no, and we appreciate the worry. I really do. I mean, I'm going to all sorts of folks that I don't always agree with, and I'm saying I want your caution here in this conversation. I want it at the table. What I would tell you is a couple things. First of all, there's other states to look at. South Dakota is a great one to look at, but second of all, every single state, 48 states, are now losing income to Florida. It's migrating to Florida, and they're net losing to Florida, including Missouri. There's one state that is not. It's net gaining. It's taking more Floridians and more of their income than Florida is taking from them, and that's Tennessee. You talked about Tennessee having Nashville. When I look at Tennessee and I look at Missouri, you've got to rewind decades and ask what was Tennessee, and you've got to ask what made it into what it is. Missouri, I find, has more raw materials in terms of what it means to be a great state than Tennessee does. We too have some great metropolitan areas. We have actually a bigger, more comprehensive river system, incredibly influential across the country, right? We have a more robust agricultural sector, but we also have southern Missouri and southeast Missouri with all sorts of rolling hills and, you know, sort of geographical, I think, attractions. We've got Branson with its own sort of music industry that exists. And we've got a better placement in terms of infrastructure and being the intersection for the rest of the country. There is a lot of really strong raw materials here in Missouri. The thing that has held us back has been, I think, many, but one of those things has been our income tax rates. And if you would have put Missouri in the position of Tennessee, you know, 100 years ago when Missouri introduced its income tax, or 50 years ago when it had increased it pretty significantly, I think that you would actually see, the same sort of excitement, economic activity, growth that you see in Tennessee and Missouri today.
Is it really that much of a burden on people? Because, I mean, it depends on where you look and what numbers you look at. But Missouri ranks, you know, it's in the bottom half of tax burden for the people who live here. So is it really that much of a deterrent to getting attracting people and keeping people?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think you got to look at it, and think through what does it look like in a person's personal life. And we've done some of the numbers, and it's thousands of dollars difference. And that means a lot to a median household family here in Missouri. But you also have to look at it from a larger economic scale. It's about the types of jobs that are being brought in, and it's about the type of investment that's being made into your state. And so there's these direct benefits for Missourians, which revolves around their pocketbook. But then there's these indirect benefits, too, which revolves more around the type of society that's being created around them, the type of economic activity that's being conducted around them. And if we look at the states that are without income taxes, they are outperforming the states with income taxes significantly, hand over fist in all sorts of metrics, whether it be population or economic activity or education, in public services, they're outperforming. I mean, it really is across the board and ubiquitous. And so it's a good point. It's not just about the dollars that go back into their pockets. It's about what it does writ large on the whole. And when you tax productivity, you get less productivity. And so we're wanting to move away from that.
Representative Bishop Davidson out of District 130. We really do appreciate the conversation today and hope we can talk again. We love the conversation.
I'd love to, and there's going to be a lot of updates, obviously, between now and May. So
sounds good. Thank you. We appreciate it. That is Representative Bishop Davidson with us. It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.